Hello there, and thank you so much for joining me for episode 16 of the Sunrose Yoga Podcast with Kelly Connor. I'm Kelly, and today's class features another sequence of backbending postures. We dig deep into our Anahata chakra, our heart center, to feel the connectedness that we all crave this time of year. I thank you so much for joining me, and I thank you all for your feedback and your emails. Peggy, thank you so much as always. If you'd like to get in touch, please email me at sunroseyoga@gmail.com. You can also leave me a message on my message line at 503-583-2599. You can follow me on Twitter. I'm at Yogini in the Hood. And also you can leave a comment here on this podcast. Any way you'd like to connect is great with me. I appreciate you all and wish you all pure love. Namaste. Let's begin by coming to a nice seat, a place where the lower part of the body can relax completely, a place where the spine can root down into the earth. As you breathe out, really root down. Draw the tailbone into the floor. And as you inhale, begin to feel the spine lengthen, feel the collarbone spread, and the shoulder blades draw down the back. Lengthen through the back of the neck, tucking the chin ever so slightly. Soften the face. Throughout our entire body, we have energy channels known as nadis. And practicing yoga opens these channels. It clears any energetic blocks that we may have in them. And ultimately, this leads to complete consciousness. Different yoga postures have different effects on the body. You may already have experienced this. And part of those effects are energetic, meaning they have a benefit to our several energy centers known as chakras. Now, as I mentioned, we'll be working with backbending postures specifically today. And backbending postures really focus our attention and bring us into our heart center, our Anahata chakra. So with that, let's bring our hands to our heart center in Anjali Mudra, pressing our palms together and pressing the thumb gently into your heart. Breathe in here and lengthen the spine. As you breathe out, bow your head to your heart. Feel that connection to your heart. And knowing that when your own heart is open, it allows you to connect with the open hearts of all beings. Gently release the hands. Lift the head and lift the focus. As you inhale, make your way to table pose, Chakravakasana, hands and knees. Spreading the fingertips wide. Wrists are right below the elbows, right below the shoulders. Knees are right below the hips. Lengthen the back of the neck here. Take in another breath and tuck the tailbone ever so slightly. As you breathe out, curl the toes and jackknife the hips up toward the sky for downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana.
our attention comes into the back of the heart here. So allow your breath to travel into the backs of the lungs. Let yourself expand from the back as you breathe and stretch here, maybe bending one knee at a time, pressing into the opposite heel. This posture is a place for us to come back to, and it's a place where we time and again come during our practice. And as such, it's a wonderful barometer for what's going on in our thoughts, what's going on in our body. And it's also a wonderful place for us to begin to shift our attention into our heart, into the back of our heart. We drop the tops of the shoulders away from the ears and perk the sitting bones up toward the sky and bring our attention into the back of the heart. Let's gently bring the feet together. Now as you inhale, sweep the right leg way up toward the sky, just lengthening your body from the ball of your foot all the way up into your fingertips, just shimmering here and shining. Let's bend the right knee, peel the right hip back. So gaze underneath the right armpit. Continue to allow your focus to be in the heart. Maybe spread the toes a bit, finding a place to activate the legs. One more breath here. And as you exhale, release the right foot down to the earth. As you breathe in, ease the left leg up toward the sky. Bend the left knee and again peel open the hip, gazing underneath the left armpit. Letting the breath massage the back of the lungs. Letting the back of the heart soften. Any worries are just melting and trickling onto the floor, rolling off the shoulders, rolling off the fingertips, leaving you lighter and more centered in your heart. As you exhale, release your left foot down to the floor. As you breathe in, step the right foot forward between the hands, coming into a nice high lunge. We'll stay on our back toe. Let the heart fly forward here. So really extend from your seat all the way out through the crown of the head. Let your spine be long. Feel the space between the vertebrae as you breathe in. And sink into the hips as you breathe out. Now let's activate the legs. Part of what's happening in our body, or what makes backbend so magical, is we are relying on our legs to do lots and lots of work and to create space in the low body. And we begin that by maybe micro bending the back knee and just scissoring the feet toward each other isometrically. So maybe concentrate on your shins and draw them in toward the midline of the body. Almost imagine yourself as though you were practicing on a wood floor that had just been polished and you were wearing socks and you wanted to keep the pose. So keep those inner thighs nice and firm, nice and strong. Release the hands to the floor, and as you exhale, press back to downward facing dog. Inhaling, step the left foot forward, nice high lunge, staying on our right toe. Heart flies forward, shoulders relax, and again let the breath shift into the back of the lungs. Breathe into the back of the heart, soften there. Find your legs. Widen your seat. Draw the tailbone down toward the floor. And with the next breath out, let's step the right foot forward to meet the left. Uttanasana, standing forward fold. Our crown is drawing down toward the earth here. Our sitting bones are perking, our inner thighs are pressing back. Now as you inhale, come up halfway, bringing the hands either to the shins or keeping them on the floor, bending the knees if you like. And exhale, fold, Uttanasana. Again, with your inhalation, lengthen the spine, coming up halfway, Ardha Uttanasana. Feel the space between the vertebrae. And exhale, fold, the crown of the head drawing down. One more inhalation, up halfway, maybe tucking the tailbone ever so slightly. And as you exhale, fold. Now as you inhale, root down through your feet, bend your knees deeply, and use your legs to come up with a flat back. Sweep the arms all the way up to the sky, gaze up at the thumbs, and exhale, bring the hands to the heart center. Pressing the thumbs into your chest here in Anjali Mudra. Find your focus for this practice. Find your heart. Find that openness that connects your heart to all hearts. And let's chant the vibration of Om three times together. Deep breath in and out. And in. As you breathe in, circle, sweep the arms around and up, lift up through the heart center, gaze up at the thumbs, and as you exhale, dive forward with strong legs. Inhale, come up halfway, lengthening the spine, pressing the inner thighs back, and exhale, fold. Inhale, step the right foot back to a nice high lunge, keeping the heel lifted. Bring the hands to the top of the left thigh, then to the heart center. And as the balance is ready, sweep the arms around and up overhead. Lift up through the heart. Root down through the tailbone, lengthening with each breath in and deepening with each breath out. That breath still comes into the back of the heart. Our shoulders relax away from the ears. As you inhale, release the hands to the floor. And as you exhale, shift back to downward facing dog. Adho Mukha Svanasana. Inhale to plank, top of a push-up. As you exhale, lower knees, belly, and chest to the earth, or come down to Chaturanga Dandasana, our low push-up. As you inhale, make your way to Bhujangasana or to Adho Mukha Svanasana, upward facing dog or cobra, relaxing the shoulders, spreading the seat. And as you exhale, downward facing dog, we'll breathe in here, lengthening with each inhalation and deepening with each exhalation. And with the next breath in, let's step the right foot forward between the hands. Nice high lunge, Anjaneya Asana. Again, hands come to the top of the right thigh, then to the heart center, and then sweep up, finding our legs again. So supercharging the legs by drawing our shins in toward the midline. Again, use that imagery, if you like, of your socked feet on the freshly waxed floor, just drawing them in, lifting the heart up, and relaxing the shoulders down. Inhale, release the hands to the earth. Exhale, downward facing dog. Inhale to plank, top of a push-up, and as you exhale, lower down. Inhale, lift up through the heart or back bend here, and exhale to downward facing dog. As you inhale, step the right foot forward between the hands. This time, drop the left heel to the earth. Sweep the arms around and up overhead, bending the front knee, coming into Virabhadrasana 1, Warrior 1. Heart rises up, shoulders draw down the back. Inhale, release to plank. Exhale, lower down, Chaturanga Dandasana. Inhale to upward facing dog, spreading the collarbones, lifting the heart center. Exhale, downward facing dog, breathe into the back of the heart. Inhale, step the left foot forward, drop the right heel to the earth, Virabhadrasana 1 second side. Heart rises up, right hip is moving forward in space, left hip is moving down, back. Exhale, sink into the hips. Inhale to plank. Exhale, lower down, Chaturanga Dandasana. Inhale to upward facing dog, drawing the shoulder blades down the back, spreading the base. And exhale to downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. Good. Let's bring the feet together here. And as you inhale, sweep the right foot up toward the sky. Bend the knee, peel the hip back, gaze underneath the armpit. Now, if you are feeling good through the shoulders, you can flip your dog over, keeping the left leg straight, coming onto the side of the left foot, maybe drawing the extended hand toward the front of the room, lifting through the heart, but still breathing into the back of the heart. Allow yourself to be bathed in love here. Wherever the body is right where it needs to be. Come back slowly, spin back over to regular facing, downward facing dog. Then we'll shift into plank, top of a push-up, and we'll spin onto our left hand and onto the outside edge of the left foot, coming into Vashistasana, side plank, modifying or intensifying as you like. You can modify by dropping the left knee down to the floor, or by taking the top foot, the right foot, up and over, pressing that right foot into the floor in front of the body. So really pressing down there, using your legs, coming into the inner thighs. Lifting through the heart, feeling the space between the ribs. The right hand is extending up toward the sky. If you'd like to intensify, begin to bend the right knee, the top knee, maybe bringing the sole of the right foot to the inside edge of the left leg, or maybe grabbing that big toe with the first two fingers of the right hand and extending the leg. And breathing here, breathing softness into your heart, gently making your way back to regular plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, upward facing dog. Exhale to downward facing dog. We'll again bring the feet together, sweeping the left leg up toward the sky, then peeling the hip open as you bend the left knee, gazing underneath the left armpit. If you like, you can flip the dog over, this time staying on the outer edge of that right foot, keeping that leg straight, coming to the floor on the ball of the left foot. Maybe extending your left hand toward the front of the room behind you, but lifting through the heart, feeling the space between each vertebrae, feeling freedom in the lowest part of the back. Gently make your way back to regular downward facing dog. We'll shift to plank, top of a push-up, spinning onto the outer edge of the right foot, coming onto the right hand and extending the left hand up to the sky in Vashistasana. This is where we begin to tap into our true nature here in these postures where difficulty might arise. Allow your true nature to shine through by coming back to the breath, by coming back to love, by coming back to your purpose for this practice, to your boundless, limitless spirit, your open heart, and gently make your way back to regular plank. Exhale to downward facing dog. Inhale to upward facing dog, exhale downward facing dog. And as you inhale, step the right foot forward between the hands. Sweep the arms out to the sides and up overhead. Inhale here, bend the back knee. And as you exhale, shoot yourself forward to Virabhadrasana 3, Warrior 3. Hips are square to the floor. We have a nice long continuous line from our left heel all the way out through the crown of the head. The arms are swept up and out to the sides and overhead, reaching to the front of the room, but the shoulders are drawing down. Good. Now gently release the hands to the heart. Bring the right hand to the earth. Open the hips up to Ardha Chandrasana, half moon pose. Shoulders are stacked left on top of the right. Hips are open, so we're pulling that left hip up and back, stacking the hips one on top of the other, stacking the booty, one cheek right on top of the other. I would gently release the hands to the earth again and make our way to standing split. So maybe bend the left knee, kick it straight up toward the sky, letting the crown of the head draw down toward earth, feeling soft through the back of the heart. Gently release the left foot to the floor. Inhale and come up halfway. Exhale and fold. Inhale, step or jump to plank. Exhale, lower down, Chaturanga Dandasana. Inhale to upward facing dog. And as you exhale, shift to downward facing dog. Inhale, step the left foot forward again. Prepare for your balancing pose. Maybe bend the right knee ever so slightly. Sweep the arms out to the sides and up overhead. And as you exhale, shoot yourself forward into Virabhadrasana 3, Warrior 3. Again, the hips are square to the floor. We're reaching to the front of the room and reaching to the back of the room, growing just as long as possible. Our breath is in the back of our heart. Our energy is one of connectedness. Feel each part of your body connect to the other. Hands come to the heart center. Release the left hand to the earth. Bring the right hand to the right hip and then extend it up to the sky. Shift the gaze up, open the hips, peel that right hip up and back in Ardha Chandrasana, half moon. Breathe here and expand your body in every direction. Then gently bring the right hand back to the right hip, shift the gaze to the floor, bring the right hand to the floor, coming into standing split. Maybe bend that right knee and then really kick it way up to the sky, letting the crown of the head drop down to the floor. Soften through the back of the heart. One more breath here. And exhale, release the right foot to the floor. Inhale up halfway. And exhale, fold. Inhale, root down through the feet. Rise up. And exhale, the hands to the heart. Good. Now from here, we'll inhale, circle sweep the arms straight up toward the sky, gazing up at the thumbs. And as you exhale, dive forward, regular dive forward. As you inhale, come up halfway, tucking the tailbone under. So we'll have our low back be long and straight, and exhale, fold. As you inhale, step the left foot straight back. So we've got a nice high lunge. This time the knee is lifted off the floor if that feels okay for you. Keep the left hand on the floor. Bring the right hand to the right hip. Inhale and lengthen from crown to heel. And as you exhale, slide your right hand up toward the sky, stacking the right shoulder right on top of the left shoulder. With each breath in, we lengthen, maybe arch the back just a little bit. And with each breath out, we deepen our twist, letting the right hand fall behind the back. Now again, we're using our back leg, maybe bend the knees slightly, scissoring the feet toward each other, and exhale, deeply twist. Inhale, untwist, and exhale, downward facing dog. Inhale to plank, top of a push-up, and as you exhale, lower down knees, belly and chest. We'll inhale, pull up to Bhujangasana, pressing the toe, the pinky toe side into the floor. Exhale, curl the toes and press back to downward facing dog. Inhale, step the left foot forward between the hands, keeping the right hand grounded down into the earth, bringing the left hand to the left hip. Inhale and lengthen out for through the right heel. Exhale, slide the left hand up toward the sky. We begin to twist, inhaling, lengthening, exhaling, deepening, really connecting with the back of your heart, feeling belly up, feel the heart flying open, feel freedom in the upper back here.
Wonderful, staying with that twist, inhaling, lengthening, exhaling, deepening. Inhale, untwist, exhale to downward facing dog. Inhale to plank.
As you exhale, let's make our way all the way down to the floor so the belly's on the earth. Wonderful. Extend the arms out in front of you on the floor and then draw the shoulders, the tops of the shoulders down toward the body, away from the ears. The legs are pointing straight back. Good. Now as you breathe in, lift up through the upper body, lift the heart center, lift the head, draw the shoulders away from the ears, lift the arms up. Wonderful. Now through the legs, still continue to press the legs into the earth, press the pinky side of the leg into the floor. And as you do this, you'll know the inner thigh, you'll notice the inner thighs float up toward the sky. Now relax through the tush. And keeping this sensation, these opposing movements in the legs, begin to lift the legs up off the floor. Good. So our thighs, our inner thighs are drawing up toward the sky. Our outer legs are drawing down and our bum is relaxed. Notice the breath moving the body as you breathe in. Surrendering to the posture, Shalabhasana, as you breathe out. One more breath in. This time, lengthen through the back of the neck. And as you exhale, release all the way back down to the floor. Let's point the toes out, maybe taking them just a little bit wider, letting the instep relax into the earth. Let's bring the hands up in front of the face, stacking one palm on top of the other, and then resting one cheek on the back of one palm. Release through the low back, release through the mid back. Release through the upper back. Relax the face. And bringing the hands back to either side of the shoulders, either side of the chest. Turn the toes back onto the mat. Wonderful. This time we'll bend the knees and draw the feet in toward the bum. Our knees are moving straight back from the hips. Let's grab the tops of the feet or the ankles if you like. Good. Now we're using that same movement, although the legs are not all the way down onto the floor. So notice your inner thighs float up, your outer thighs float down, your tush relax. And as you breathe in, press the pelvis into the floor, lift up through the heart center, and then kick the legs up into the hands with the same force as you're pulling the hands into the feet. So coming up into bow pose, Dhanurasana. Now if it feels right, begin to lift the knees up just a little bit higher, kick the feet up just a little bit higher. But draw the tops of the shoulders down away from the ears. Bring your attention into the back of your heart. Bring your breath into the back of your heart and soften. With your next breath out, slowly release all the way back down to the floor. Release the legs. Bring the hands in front of the face. resting one cheek on the back of the hands. Good. Relax through the low back, the mid back, the upper back. Now from here, let's roll over onto our back, placing the hands on either side of the body, palms facing down. Press the palms into the floor as you draw your knees into the chest. And then release the legs behind the head. So coming into halasana, pressing deeply into the floor, drawing our hips right over top of our shoulders, bringing the palms of the hands to the lowest part of the back, and then one leg at a time extending up into sarvangasana, shoulder stand. We'll breathe in here. The balls of the feet are pressing up toward the sky. Our breath is moving in to our heart. Finding stillness here. Reconnecting with our intention for this practice. Now from here, we'll slowly allow the feet to drop back behind the head, coming into halasana, plow pose. Our attention naturally shifting within. Iyengar said, "You should be like a farmer. The day he sows, he is not happy thinking of the future harvest. He is happy to have planted well and to have sown well." So in this posture, our attention comes right back to the present as we're in this deep inverted forward fold, where our thoughts are not on the future or the past. They are at that perfect intersection of inhalation and exhalation, the right now. Now gently allow the hands to release back to the earth, and we'll unroll one vertebrae at a time. Slowly releasing the feet all the way back down to the floor. Pressing our elbows into the earth, legs extended fully out onto the floor. Come up halfway, so we're just resting on our elbows. And then draw the heart center up, lift up through the heart, lift up through the throat. And if it feels okay, let the head drop back, coming into Matsyasana, fish pose. Releasing any tension that we created in the cervical spine going upside down, and also, again, bringing our attention back into our heart center. Feeling an openness and expansiveness in that bridge that connects our hearts with our heads, our throat. Gently move the elbows out of the way, and we'll slowly release all the way down to the earth. Draw the knees into the chest. As you breathe in, really hug the knees in. As you breathe out, lift the nose up between the knees. As you breathe out, release back down to the floor. And as you breathe out, relax your grasp on the knees. Let the feet make their way all the way down to the floor, but they're hip-width distance apart, just so checking to make sure that the hips and the feet and the knees are all in the same plane. We'll press the feet into the floor as we exhale, and as we inhale, lift the pelvis, lift the belly, lift the lower part of the chest so that the shoulders are pressing into the floor, the feet are pressing into the floor, and the arms remain on the floor. In Sarvangasana, bridge. heart is buoyant here. Our breath settles in to our heart center, perhaps bringing a healing green light straight into our heart as we are here, knowing that all is well. Our heart is open, our spirit is boundless. Any worries that remain just melt off the temples and onto the floor. Come up onto the tippy toes. And as you breathe out, slowly release all the way onto the floor, just rolling down one vertebrae at a time. Wonderful. Hugging the knees into the chest, maybe rocking from side to side. Then again, pressing the feet into the floor. We'll either come back up into bridge as we did the first time, or we will press up into Urdhva Dhanurasana, or upward facing bow or wheel. We're using all of those same principles we learned where we're pressing the pinky side of the legs down. This time we're upside, we're the other way, so they're moving up toward the sky. Our inner thighs are pressing down toward the floor. The tailbone is pressing down to the floor, and we're relaxing through the bum. Wonderful. If you're coming into bridge, press the feet into the floor, lift the pelvis, the belly, and the low chest. If you're coming into wheel, we'll come up that same way, only we'll bring the hands on either side of the shoulders. Fingers pointing toward the body, pressing into the hands, and then dropping the tops of the shoulders away from the ears. The outer thighs are pressing up toward the sky. The inner thighs are pressing down. Our gaze is between the hands if you are in wheel. Your heart is truly boundless in this posture. It is as high as it can be, it is open. Our breath is moving straight into that center. All is well. All is connected. If you're in wheel, slowly come onto the top of the head, and then we roll down one vertebrae at a time slowly. If you are in bridge, Setu Bandha Sarvangasana, slowly roll down. As you exhale, hug the knees into the chest. Let's make our way back to a seated position, this time bringing the soles of the feet together, grabbing onto the great toe. Let's let there be quite a bit of space between the heels and the pelvis. As we inhale, lift up through the heart center, and as you exhale, begin to fold forward, first leading with the heart. Then when you find that space where you feel a bit of tension in the inner hips, relax. Let the back begin to round. Let the head become heavy. Let the belly become heavy. And let the chest become heavy. Breathing into each and every part of the body. And bringing relaxation and calm into those spaces. Backbending postures bring us great energy, meaning they're a wonderful posture to practice if you are feeling low. But in order to balance this, we must come into deep, nurturing forward folds where we feel no need to push, no need to get anywhere. Gravity and the weight of your body do all the work. Let's press the hands into the floor and slowly come all the way back up. Now take Sukhasana, easy pose, just a folded leg seated position, much like how you would sit if we were in grade school, just sitting around a circle. And we'll just take a nice gentle twist here, taking the right hand, grabbing onto the left knee, sitting up nice and tall. And as you exhale, twist over the left shoulder, bringing the left hand just behind the seat on the floor. Not leaning into it, just using it as a little bit of tension, as a way to help us deepen our twist. With each breath in, we lengthen. Each breath out, we deepen. We wring out any tension that's being held by the body. Inhale back to center. And as you exhale, we'll twist the other way. Place the left hand on the right knee and the right hand behind the low back, twisting over the right shoulder. Breathing here. Inhaling back to center. Place the hands behind the low back and use them to lower you down to the earth slowly. Maybe hugging the knees into the chest, rocking from side to side. Doing whatever feels good on the low back. Maybe coming into happy baby where you grab the great toes. Take the knees nice and wide. And rock from side to side, drawing the lowest part of the back down to the earth. Taking your time and extending each leg all the way out onto the floor, letting the palms face up. Letting the eyes close. Letting the body relax completely. As we make our way into our pose of final rest, Shavasana, allow your attention to come to your heart center. Feel a deep peace emanating from your heart center over your entire body. With each breath in, more peace comes to you. With each breath out, you are the source of more peace.
Now stay here just as long as you like, allowing yourself to receive this energy that we created through this practice. Each time you bring your hands to your heart, you connect your heart to all hearts, and you awaken to the divine within. May you be at peace, may you know love, and may you be awakened to your own true nature. Namaste.